Praise God. Well, welcome everybody. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, serve others, and pursue excellence. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. We pursue excellence. We pursue Him. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our families, our visitors, and all of those joining us by audio and video. Hi. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. So anyway, God wants to use you. So allow the Word of God to bless you. Allow the Word of God to encourage you, change you, and correct you. Amen. Listen, I haven't said this in a while. I'm going to say it. Don't come as you are. Okay? Leave a new person. Yes. You know, when you go to a beauty shop, your hair might be all out of whack, you know. But when you come out, man, you're going to be different. When you come sit before God and hear the Word of God, leave changed. He wants you to be changed. When you spend time with Him on a daily basis before you hit the world, prepare yourselves. I want to build myself up in Him so nobody can pull me down. You know, when I leave my house, I have peace about me. I have joy about me. Don't let nobody come and steal your joy. Amen. Bring them into your peace. Bring them into your joy. Amen. But don't let them change you. You change them. Why? Because they tried anything and everything to pull you down, and you kept on smiling, and you kept on going. You know what? Them ugly people are going to be ugly, and you don't have to be like them. Be Christ-like. Let the love and compassion of God flow through you. When they tried their best to pull you down, and you kept going, and you said hi to them, and you loved them because you're a child of God, it's going to change them. It's going to make them mad. Still, it's going to make them change. Amen? They're going to have to change. But you know why? Because there's a seed. There's seed sown there. Words are seeds. And we're sowing good seed, not bad seed. Amen? So praise God. So, Lord's not finished with you? Say that. Lord's not finished with me. As long as you're here, God wants to use you. Don't disqualify yourself like the world does. You're not qualified. You're no good. You're nobody. We're going to talk some more about that. Don't let the world or anybody label you or say things about you. Know what the Word of God says about you, and nobody can move me from there. Amen? Praise God. I'm not a man pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. And this is what my God says about me. And I don't care what people say. I care what God says. Amen? Woo, come on. We can say amen and go home. God has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available. Make yourself available. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. How many times do you think Jesus called the Father and says, they're going to crucify me. I need your help. It's just me. This is what I'm facing. I need your help. If Jesus did it and spent time with the Father, so do we. We need time with the Father. Praise God. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I'm an overcomer. Start changing the things that people have labeled you. Say, you know, I'm a child of God. And don't be afraid of it. You know, everybody coming out of their closet saying what they are. Well, I'm going to come out of mine and say, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Amen. Woo. So be changed. Let's make this declaration together. Grab your Bibles and say it like you mean it, church. Amen. This is the declaration is, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. You can write that down and you can confess that all the time. But I am going to be taught. Be a learner and not a loser. Be victorious, be victor and not a victim. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. Like I said, I'm blessed. We're on this series and we're on part three. But this is the title is give yourself totally to Him. Surrender fully to Jesus. Let go and let God. And no more excuses. We're going to talk about excuses because everybody's got one. How many excuses do you think he's heard? And we're going to say a few, and I know you probably have a whole bunch of them. But that's okay. Just hold on to them. And we're going to pick up Give yourself totally. Surrender yourself. Let go and let God. Let go of all excuses. No holding back. Give yourself totally to God. Give yourself fully. Surrender yourself. Amen. Jesus surrendered himself to the Father. You know, he didn't have to do what he did, but he did. He came because God wanted his people. He said he sent Jesus. He loved us so much, for God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the choice is yours. Don't blame nobody else. One day you'll stand before him by yourself. Your friends can't be around you to, hey, you know, kind of pep you up. Nope. You're going to be you. Why didn't you do what I called you to do? Well, I didn't know. That's not an excuse no more. Amen. You can do all things through him. Amen. I'm trying to build you up and not take you down. God has already placed everything in us to complete our mission. We're equipped to complete what he's called us to do. Let's not get too busy and forget what we're supposed to be doing. Let's not be too busy to recognize the Father. And we're going to be talking about this, about Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Let's go there. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified also. Book of Luke, chapter 10, excuse me, verses 38 through 42. We're talking about sisters here. We're talking about excuses now. Jesus visits Mary and Martha. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about such serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Okay, so I said all that to say this, you know, and I'm going to be reading you some things here. We get so busy, we ain't got time for God. Amen. And yeah, we, you know, at first, yes, just got born again and we're fire on fire for God. But guess what? If you don't keep feeding that fire, it's going to go out. And the enemy is going to put enough people around you to take you down. Amen. You got to say, wait, renew my mind, cleanse my mind, and feed on the word. If you don't do that, it's going to happen. Let me read it to you from the Amplified. And while they were gone on the way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and the woman named Martha received him and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teachings. This is what we need to do. You know, hey, you come to hear the word. God has a messenger. I'm the messenger. And you come to hear his word. Amen. But Mary recognized who the master is. And she came to him and knelt and sat and heard what Jesus had to say. And Martha is too busy. Amen. We can be this way. You know, even if you come to church, you know, we can come to church and not hear what God has to say through the messenger. We're too busy. We're too preoccupied. I'm still thinking about what time the game's coming on. I'm trying to figure out all kinds of schedules for tomorrow, work schedules and everything else. You know, I'm so busy in my head, I'm not even receiving what God has to say. And he's got a blessing for you, and we're not even open to what he's got. Come on. Am I hitting home? Come on. You still love Pastor? But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you? Or is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone. Tell her to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her, saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is a good need. There is a need of only one of, or, excuse me, let me start over, 42. There is a need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good thing, or the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her. We need to learn from this. You know, he's not impressed how much we're going to, you know, serve and just be busy about doing things. He's at the house, and we need to focus on him and serve, you know, listen to what he has to say. Amen. So, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. So let God go, let go and let God guide and provide. Let God have his way. And I'm going to read this, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not just part of it. Talking about your spirit, trust him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And Amplify says, trust in the Lord. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight and understanding. We talked about this. We don't want to give control. We want to be in control. When you're in control, meaning you're sitting on the throne, you got to get yourself off the throne and trust him. Put him, seek you first, the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when you change your priorities and put him first, you know, things are going to change. Amen. Things are going to change. And verse 6 says, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. I'm trying to figure out, you know, my future. No. Today's got enough problems of itself. You focus on today. The past is gone. Don't focus on the past, because you got to let it go. Remember, he says he'll forgive and forget. And we're still remembering. So if you've confessed, if you've given it to him, then let it go. The enemy comes, the spiritual battle, the mind, the battlefield, he brings the past to you and says, he didn't forgive you. He didn't forget. But that's a lie. I'm not receiving that. You just got to say, I'm not receiving that, because I know that he does forgive and forget. Amen. Woo. So when God calls you to do something, you step out in faith. That's what the Bible says. The just shall walk by faith, or not by sight. Step out in faith, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. 2 Peter 1, 7. Just do it. I can do all things through Christ. No excuses. Just trust him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Let go and let God motivates us to receive him and accept him, to serve him, to be battle ready as a soldier of God. Amen. I spend my time in the military, and I guarantee you, we're trained to be battle ready. As a soldier of God, we got to be battle ready. That means you got to spend time with him. You got to spend time in the word and prepare yourselves. Amen. And guess what? That makes me heaven bound. When things are over, or when he calls me home, I'm heaven bound. It's going to be a homegoing celebration for me. Amen. It's not going to be a sad thing. Don't come cry. Because I'm going to be happy to be used of him, to be his witnesses, to complete our mission, to be heaven ready. I'm just skipping through some of these because we're catching up. Remember that the people that were invited to the feast never made it because they had excuses. The first one says, excuse me, he says, I have just bought a field and I want to inspect it. You bought a field and you want to go inspect it? Are you supposed to, you know, that's a poor business, because you want to inspect it before you buy it. Maybe you bought a dump. But that's a sorry excuse. The second one says, I just bought 5 pair of oxen and I want to try them out. Well, you want to check them out again. You want to check them out before you buy them. If you buy a car, you know, say, oh, you got to talk to somebody and say, yeah, I'm going to buy your car. You may go and find your car. It's not on wheels. Or you may just go find it and find the frame. That's all. How, why buy them if you don't know their condition? You got to try them first before you buy them. Maybe they're too old. Maybe they're worthless. But lame excuse. And the third one, of course, is I just married. I can't come. That was the worst excuse because, you know, he's been telling her, I got to go with the boys, you know. So how many times he said that? And he didn't say divorce your wife. He says, just come. But he didn't. That was the worst excuse. Reasons, excuses they didn't accept the invitation. And we're going to be talking about fears and procrastinations and failures. What's your excuse? This is where we come in. What's your excuse? Think about many times we've made excuses to God. Okay, let's talk about Pastor. I have. I know you haven't, but I have. I say, Lord, I'd love to, but that's what Moses says. You picked the wrong person. I can't talk. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He said he knew us before we was in the mother's womb. But now we're telling him, I can't do it. And Noah says, build me an ark. And he says, I never done that before. So we've joined the crowd. It says, I feel it. I feel it every time. You know, sometimes family, sometimes friends, sometimes people we know. Always say, you know what? You're no good. You fail all the time. I can't do that. I'm no good. I'm too busy. I don't have time. Some of our excuses. I hate church. Come on. Some of you are smiling. Says, I hate church. It's a waste of time. It's boring. I work hard all week. So I rest on the weekends. You still love Pastor, huh? And then, of course, I had Mary, a story of Mary and Martha. It says, Mary and Martha has confused many Christians. The main lesson here is the story places emphasis on giving attention to Jesus over all your busyness. Seek you first. Spend time with him first. Amen. This is my priority, you know. Before I go into the busy world, I'm already thinking all the things I've got to do before I get there. And I got to go past all these negative peoples before I get there. And people greeting you, you know, with one finger and all that stuff, you know, saying things at you, waving you off. I mean, all this road rage. Well, you have built yourself up. I'm strong enough. I don't have to go through that. Amen. Whoo. I'm always sick on weekends, but I heal and ready for work on Mondays through Fridays. I hate my pastors. You don't have to raise your hands. I didn't put anything on that. So every one of us think different. You know, maybe he talks too much, maybe he preaches too much, or maybe he thinks he knows it all, or I don't know. What's your excuse? I hate my pastor. Listen to this. Excuses are nails. Our nail is used to build a house of failure. You built your house. You put your foundation on the Word of God, and you can build yourself a good foundation. But you can also use negative excuses and use nails to build your house of failure. Because if your new house is not built on a solid rock, it's going to fall. It's going to crumble and fall. Amen? And you can't blame nobody else but yourself. Says, don't look for excuses to lose. Look for excuses to win. Amen. It's going to help me try again and again and again. We must turn loose of all but God excuses and hold on and hold us back and keep us from receiving and enjoying all that God has for us. All that God has for us. Listen, you can write this down. Don't limit God. Don't limit God and don't limit yourself. Take the limits off. We need to do this. Yeah, but you know I can't. We got to stop that. We can't be using that anymore. Amen. He has not limited us. We limit him. But we got to take those limits off. Amen. Jesus paid the price, and he has given us salvation. We must receive, confess him as Lord and Savior. And be heaven bound. Amen. Get off your como se llama and serve him by serving now. I've got this nice little cup. I think we gave the church a whole bunch of these, but it says, serve with a heart like Jesus. Amen. I think we have, still have some. You can get one. But serve him. That's what we're called to do. We're called to serve. Be servants. Amen. Be available now. Not mañana. We use that a whole lot. You know, well, you know, tomorrow. We put that off all the time. The day is the day. Time to step out of your boat for Jesus like Peter. Be daily. Be available. Be accepting and be serving him. The reason you're not serving him is maybe you heard a lie. Maybe somebody told you you're not supposed to. Maybe you're waiting for God, but God's waiting on you. Don't be waiting on him. Spend time with him. You'll know that he's waiting on you. He's told you what to do. We just got to put some faith on and start stepping out in faith. Amen. So new beginnings are what God has for us. Get back to the call. He has called you, you know, like the prodigal son, you know. He just wanted but all to himself. And he told the father, give me what's coming to me. And he took off, you know. And he went and spent it all. And then he's out there eating with the pigs. He says, man, I can do better than this at father's house. Yeah, God equipped you to do a whole lot better than that. And the reason you're there is because you put yourself there. He didn't put you there. You put yourself there. But you can, he knew that he can go back to Father. And you know what? Father's looking for you every time. He says when he was coming down the road, every day Father went to look for his son coming home. And he saw him coming down the road and he ran to meet him. Jesus is running to meet some of us. And some of us, all we need to do is take an about face, take a step the other way. And he's right there to embrace us. He's not there to push us away and say, hey, you had your chance. No. He's there to say, you know, let's get busy. You know, I put everything in you that you need to fulfill what I've called you to do. Amen. Praise God. He's back to calling us and what he's had for us. He never takes his calling away from us. You know, people tell you those things, that you read those things. And, you know, this is a negative world, so you got to be careful what you listen to. Main thing to do is get yourself full of the Word and know what the Word of God says. So when you read something negative or something false, you know, you don't listen to it. Or you hear something, that's not what God says. Or you hear somebody interpret something wrong. I say, just put it on the shelf. Or say, hit delete. Says, I'm not receiving that. He never gives up on you. And he never quits on you. We quit on him. We must obey and step out. You know all the Bible heroes, I've said this many times, but all the Bible heroes you hear about had sin in their life or committed sin, but he still used them. Nobody's perfect but Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4, we must obey and step out. Philippians 4:13, we know this, is this, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we have to expose and turn loose of whatever excuse you have. Your excuse is different than mine. I don't know what your excuse is, but it's time you stop using those. But God, I can't. You're holding back. No more. Press on. He says to press on. Forget the past and press on. Do what I've called you to do. Here we are going to talk about some excuses that hold us back. And like I said, yours may be different. Fear. So what is fear? That's one thing the enemy uses a whole lot. Amen. If you're a child of God, you shouldn't have fear. And if you do, you should have fear of him who's able to just demolish you. But he don't. Fear is opposite of faith. When you fill yourself with the Word of God, you fill yourself with faith. Amen. And it gives you, man, gives you a pep for you to want to be stepping out. Fear holds you back. Listen to what fear, anxiety, distress, fright, horror, panic, terrors. That's what the enemy wants to keep you at. Fear. You renew your mind so you're not in fear. When you fill yourself with the Word of God, faith will get that fear out of you. I'm not receiving that. Fear is not for me. I'm stepping out in faith. He told Peter, he saw Jesus walking on the water. We talked about this the first day. And Peter says, I want to come play with you. I want to come where you are. All he said was, come. And he came. So he's got a word for you. He says, come. Amen. Come. He told his disciples, go into all the world. And he wants us to be busy about the Father's business. But he says, come. Amen. Praise God. The approval of men? Nah. Let it go. We want the approval of God. Amen. The approval of Jesus. Woo! Praise God. John 12:42-43 says, nevertheless, many of the leading men believed in him as Savior and Messiah. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess it because of fear. And they acknowledge him if they acknowledge him openly, they would put out. They would be put out of the synagogue. They would be excommunicated. And they loved the approval of men more than the approval of God. So they didn't say anything. We don't want to go there. We don't want to do that. If we're going to enter into the blessings of God, we must expose and overcome fear by being rejected of men. Make a decision now to pursue or serve God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited. Serve him. And he's called every one of us to serve. And we can do it. Amen. Another one is begin every day by stepping out in faith and not fear. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by believing and not by seeing. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's my writing there. For we live by believing his word and not by seeing. So it's not just the physical, it's a spiritual. Amen. Praise God. Number two is procrastination. We want to postpone. We want to delay. We want to put off, stall, rescheduling. And I love this one, mañana. I'll do it tomorrow. We use that word so openly and so easily. Remember, I told you about the frogs in the land of Egypt. God told Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. He's holding his people. He said, I want my people to be free, that they may serve and worship me. If they don't, I will bring a trouble of a whole country with frogs, a plague of frogs. So frogs will destroy you. Pharaoh calls Moses. I mean, there was frogs everywhere. Everywhere you went, sleep, whatever, wherever you happen to be, there's frogs everywhere. Pharaoh calls Moses and says, pray to the Lord to take the frogs away. Moses says, you tell me when and I'll tell him. He says, let me think about it. Tomorrow. So we got to spend another day, another night with the frogs because you decided tomorrow. What about right now? Like now. I don't want no more frogs. I mean, he can just say a word and God have all the frogs gone. But he says, he chose, instead of today, he chose, well, tomorrow. God has given you choices, and we have choices, world or God, heaven or hell. You can't blame nobody except yourself. You make the right choices. Lord, help me. Yeah, he'll help you, but you got to make the right choices. Amen. You don't have to spend one more night with the frogs. Whatever's troubling you, whatever's holding you back, don't let troubles trouble you. You trouble your troubles. Don't let problems talk to you. You speak the word to your problems. And don't magnify your problem. Magnify your God. But we're always telling God about our big problems. We need to tell our problems about our big God. Amen? That's what we do. Don't magnify the problem. Magnify your God. Say, wait a minute. You are nothing compared to my God. That's what David told Goliath. You may be big to all these guys. They weren't even talking about God until David showed up. And we're talking about soldiers, man, mighty warriors for God. I mean, for, you know, Israel army. Not even Saul was talking about God until David showed up. You know, David, just a little shepherd boy. They put him as the shepherd because they didn't think anything about him. And sometimes, remember Joseph? His brothers, jealous, and they sold him into slavery. Well, first they want to kill him. Then they sold him into slavery. And after a while, long story short, they were coming. He was second in command in Egypt. And they were coming to him for food. They didn't even recognize him at first. But there was a little brother. He could have said, man, I can wipe you guys out. But he didn't. Amen. Jesus could have done the same thing. But he didn't. He fulfilled his mission. And that's what we need to do. Fulfill our mission. Listen. Magnify your God and not your problem. To the world, it's big. It's a big problem. To your God, it's not. He says, if my people, which I call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Amen. We are to pray. There's wars going all around. So how can I help? Pray. It'll reach. It'll touch God. Amen. Remember Paul and Silas? They sang. And Jesus heard them. And he shows up. Amen. So guess what? When you're praying, when you're spending time with him, don't give up. Because he's listening. He's listening. Amen. He hears. And he said, how do we know he hears? Well, when Paul and Silas sang, he shows up. And all the cell doors were wide open. And the jailer is going to kill himself. He says, we're all here. Don't kill yourself. Well, God has no deaf ears, okay? He hears. So don't procrastinate any longer. Just do it. It's not Nike. It's just God. It says, just do it now. Procrastination has been exposed and removed. Putting off until later should be done right now. Don't delay any longer. Enter in what God has for you. And God has something for you. Amen? He does. But we need to spend time with him. Listen to this. Procrastinators responded is, as soon as I graduate from high school, as soon as I graduate from college, or as soon as I get my degree, as soon as I marry, as soon as my children are grown and gone, as soon as I retire and have more time. By then it's too late. Just be sold out to God now. Amen. Give, surrender totally to him on a daily basis. Amen. That's all you got to do. But if you're not feeding on the word, the world's going to distract you. The world's going to pull you down. And you're going to start seeing problems on your own instead of giving your problems to God. Instead of you giving your troubles to him, your troubles are going to trouble you. Well, you could just say, Lord, I cast all my cares, all my worries on you because you care for me. That's what he tells us to do. But we don't. And we need to. I'm talking about Christians. You know, be a victorious Christian, not a defeated Christian. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2 says this, for he says, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in a time in the day of salvation have I helped you. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So, you know, some of us, some of you listening, some of you watching, now's the time to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you never asked him in your life, but you know, why put it off anymore? Now's the time. Quit putting it off because tomorrow's not guaranteed. Amen. All you need to do is just ask him to come into your life, be your Lord and Savior. Indeed, God is ready to help you now, right now. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put off tomorrow what we need to be done today. There is always tomorrow. It's one of the biggest lies the devil has ever told. Mañana, tomorrow, is always today. Because when you wait till tomorrow, mañana, when mañana comes, it's going to be today. So this is the day. Says the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, don't be troubled by what is out there. Just know that I can rejoice and be glad in it each and every day because God is with me. And with God, I can't win. I mean, I can't lose. with God, I win all the time. We're on God's winning team. Yesterday's gone, and today, tomorrow, excuse me, yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never come. Psalms 118:24 says what? This is the day the Lord has made. I, and you can put your name there, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a now, it's today, not tomorrow, but now. Be used of God. Don't say any longer. Amen. When you release words, you give them power. Yeah. When you give them power, whether positive or negative, you're going to have what you say.
That's
it. So don't release. Don't be so quick to release words, because words are seeds and words have power. Amen. Let's go there again. Proverbs 18. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21. You there? It says, death and life are what?
In the power
of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life are in the power of the tongue. So, what do we use to speak words? Our tongue. So, death and life are in the power of your words. You're going to have positive or negative, but you got your word gun on, and you're shooting your word gun. So, what are you shooting? Negative or positive? The choice is yours, but you're going to have what you say. Man, that'll wake me up, because I had to give it to them. Well, you might think that you gave it to them and they heard it, but it's going to come back on you. It's going to come right back at you. Be used of God at home. Well, you know, I'm just a home person. Well, you know, you could pray. You can call somebody. Lord, put somebody on your heart and your spirit, and say, call sister so and so, call whatever, you know, and call them up and say, I was thinking about you. I want to pray for you. I just want to let you know what a blessing you are. Wow, they really make their day, you know. God will use you at the store, at church. You know, I've heard a lot of negative things being discussed at the store. And they weren't ashamed, people all around them, hearing what they had to say. So why can't we stop and pray for somebody at the store? Oh, you know, let's go hide somewhere. Oh, you know what? Hey, this is a good one. I'll pray for you today. Yeah, right.
Do it now.
What's wrong with now? They don't need it. Well, you're going to forget anyway. So, and you're not going to do it anyway. You just said it just to get them, you know, get rid of them. Sometimes the Lord may ask you to pray for somebody you don't like. Excuse me, can I pray for you? Come on. Be used of God at church. There's a lot of places. You know, we used to teach, nobody knows this, you know. We have a ministry called the Ministry of Helps. In the church, is a ministry of helps. Pastor can't do it all. You know, so he needs a team of helps to help him. You know, with the praise team, the greeters, the ushers, children's workers, nursery workers, all these help. So you know, if you've got a big church, you got a parking attendant out there. And you know, I used to do that. Say, well, what do I do out there? You know, I miss, you know, here's the thing the enemy wants to use. I'm missing the service. I'd rather be in there. So I'm ticked off because I'm out here.
Yeah.
No, you know, when you fill yourself with the Word of God and you see somebody drive up or you're greeting somebody at the door, you're praying for them and you put a smile on you and say, welcome, you know, so glad you're here. You know, go in, you know, and be blessed. Your children in children's church, they're going to be blessed. or in the nursery, they're going to be blessed. Put lay hands on them. Pray for them. Children, teach them the Word of God. You know, the attendant used to pray over cars. You know, some people come to church, they may not have the best of cars, you know. But still, you pray and say, Lord, bless them with a better vehicle, Lord. You know, or just pray on the vehicles out there and say, Lord, protect them when they go home, Lord. Protect them wherever they happen to go. Be with them, Lord. You know, that's ministry. Amen. And they are at ease. They go and sit to receive whatever God has for them. Amen. And you made it possible for pastor to preach his message. Or, you know, or whoever the speaker happens to be, to preach their message to people that are carefree. They know their car is being taken care of. They know their children's being taken care of. Their babies, or whatever it may be. Amen. And you're still doing ministry. You know, he's called, he says, a fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Well, I'm not one of them, but all of us have been called to the ministry of helps, a ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Sharing the Word of God, being an ambassador for God, meaning you're his mouthpiece wherever you happen to go. Hello. Some of us didn't know these things, but now you do. So what are you going to do about it? You know, go back to the pastor and says, Pastor, well, how can I help you? Don't just go there and says, well, hey, look, I want to be at a praise team. Or I want to be this. I want to be that. Well, man, that may not be where pastor needs help. Pastor, where do you need help? How can I help you? You know, I want to help you where you need help. You know, that's how we got involved in children's church, because nobody wants to teach children. You know, say, hey, I'll just go dump them off, you know. Just go dump them off. And you're not dumping them off, you know, like I just shared with you earlier. We taught children's church for 30-something years. And I said, well, I guess this is our calling, you know, just to be with children. But still, we taught them the Word of God. We just didn't entertain children or babysit children. We taught them the Word. We had lessons for them. And they participated. And parents came back and says, we were sending our kids to children's church to get rid of them so we could have time. But our children are coming back changed. And they sing it. And they quote scripture. And, you know, you've done with our children what we couldn't do. What is it you're doing? Parents coming to see us. And parents getting saved. And parents changing and coming to church now because children came home changed because of children's church and you ministering to them. So I'm not wasting time. We're not wasting time. We're not entertaining. We're being empowered. Amen. We're God's army. We're being empowered to do what God has called us to do. Amen. Praise God. Am I talking too much? But God is telling us to pray for that person. You have the answer. Yes. You can pray. We can pray right now. You know, you ever been around somebody that's limping? You ever been around somebody that needs prayer? You know, complaining, aching? Just walk up to them and say, excuse me, could I pray for you? They're not going to say no. I want to pray for you. And lay hands on them. It says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God's using me. Me and the power of God is going right through me. He's got power, man. Power is going through. Whew! The lady with the issue of blood. Jesus is walking in the crowd and people bumping him all over him. But when the lady touched him, he says, if I could only touch a hem of his garment. And she did. She touched the hem of his garment. She didn't even touch him. He touched the clothes. And Jesus felt something. He says, wait. He told the disciples, wait, somebody touched me. What are you talking about? People hitting you and bumping you all in this crowd. He knew virtue. He knew the anointing came out of him. Yes. Amen. And she was ready to receive. We need to do the same thing. Use this, Lord. And the power of God is going to flow right through your hands. So lay hands on them and they're going to be healed. Amen. Ooh, man. What will you do? Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. He didn't care. He didn't care. He laid hands on him and healed the man. And he says, which one of you, he says, which one of you, if your oxen falls in a hole, are you just going to let it stay there?
Yeah.
He gave him a couple of examples. Uh-huh. Are you going to do this, you know, even if on the Sabbath? He says, that's all he said. They were guilty enough.
Yeah.
They didn't have an answer, so you know what they did? They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But they knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, religion is a whole lot of rules and a little bit of God.
Yes.
Christianity is all about Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what? We're not going to finish. how many? How many blessings do you miss simply because we fear? God says, say something, and you feared, and you didn't want to hurt you. You didn't want to hurt Him, or you didn't want to expose yourself and let people hear you. Oh, man, you're one of them. You're one of them. You're one of them Christians. Fear, or you know what? Procrastinate. Lord says, lay hands on him right now and pray for him. Oh, you know what? I got to be somewhere right now. He says, but, you know, on the way to work, on the way where I'm going, I'll pray for you. Why did you procrastinate? When God says, lay your hands on him right now, He is ready to heal him right then. And you say, later, later, later. You're running. You're procrastinating. And the last one is this, failure. Failure is discouragement, disappointment, distractions, letdowns, setbacks. We're afraid. You know, people has always labeled you a failure. And you have received it and you've taken it on. It's time that you let it go. You're not a failure. If you know what the Word of God says about you, don't let people call you those things anymore. You know, I said, I'm not receiving it. I'm not a failure. God called Jeremiah when he was a little bitty guy. Amen. The Lord called Jeremiah as a young man, chose him and anointed him before he was born. Chose him before he was even formed in a womb to fulfill a worldwide ministry. He has called every one of us. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. And, of course, you know what? Let's go to this. Philippians, our last scripture. Philippians 4:13. We quote it all the time, but I want to read it to you in the Amplified. Philippians 4:13. We can all say it. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Scratch the I, put your name there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Okay? The Amplified says this. The Amplified says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Amen. I can do all things through Christ. You know how we learned a whole lot of things. It's amazing how we can learn all the top hits. We can learn all the top everything of the world. Commercials, whatever. Man, when anything in towns open, restaurants, bars, all these stores, you know, but we can't even quote a scripture. Why is it? We can't even know a praise and worship song, but we can sing all the top 50s of the worldly songs. Why is this? If you can teach yourself to learn the worldly things, why can't you teach yourself to learn the godly things? I mean, that's, you know, quoting some scripture, quoting the Word of God, instead of quoting the negative things. Oh, man, you still love Pastor, huh? Anyway, Jeremiah says, I can't, oh God, but I don't know how to speak. But I'm only a little boy. I'm too young. We give God all kinds of excuses. God says, don't say that. You must never go there. I sent you. Tell them, say whatever I tell you. Don't be afraid of people. I will be with you. I will take care of you. God has chosen you. Amen. If God is for you, who could be against you? Amen. We're going to close with that. Just know that God is with you. And I told you about the story about the chicken and the pig. I want to remind you about the chicken and the pig. The chicken and the pig were passing by a church on a country road when they saw a sign reading, "Charity meals for the poor. Please contribute." Says the chicken to the pig, "Hey, sounds like a worthy cause. Let's contribute a ham and egg breakfast." The chicken says, "Let's do a ham and egg breakfast, you know." And the pig says, I says, "Madam, you have said that would be contributing." Listen, he says, "You to provide the eggs, chicken, that's being involved." He says, "For me to provide the ham, I need to be totally committed. That means I have to give myself totally to you because I'm going to have to give my life. And for you to have ham, that's cool. You know, chicken, you can lay all the eggs you want to, but you still be around. Me, I give ham and that's it. But in order for you to give your ham, you got to be totally committed. Give yourself totally to him." And that's what we must do. Amen. Give ourselves totally, totally to him. Praise God. I'll close with that. Father, we thank you for your precious word. Help us to be hearers and doers of your word, precious God. Amen, amen. And you know what? We don't want to close until you have an opportunity, those of you listening, those of you watching, to make him Lord of your life. Amen. And all you have to do is say, "Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior." And you can start from this day on to totally surrendering yourself and giving yourself totally, totally to him. And start living for him and start doing what he's called you to do. Amen? So praise God. And if you have a sickness in your body or you need a touch of healing, just lay your hands on wherever you're hurting and say, "Lord, thank you that by Jesus' stripes I am healed." Amen. Your word says, "Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." And I'm laying hands on myself and I am receiving my healing right now, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. It says, "By Jesus' stripes, I am healed." Amen. And I expect no malfunctions in my body. Amen. I'm receiving total healing right now in Jesus' name. Inside, outside, it doesn't matter. Total, total healing in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm excited. And it's time to give. If you're watching, listening, and you'd like to give, we have it on the screen there for you. Website, NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. And if you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252 Marfa, Texas, 79843. God bless you. God loves you. And we love you. God bless. Thank you.